Greg Urell, Regency.
She's certainly knocking at the door, and I think she gets her opportunity tonight.
He's a fox.
He looks in good order, and you know, I think he'll run really well.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get aggressive. Arch Regency.
Arch Regency's coming away. Arch Regency does it well.
Loaded up with He's a Fox.
First time of the trip, and he's lapping it up. He's a Fox put four lengths on them late.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Oh, that's what we do around about this time. Craig loves it. Last caller loves it. Can't get enough. A lot of people are in that boat. And we're going to find your winner today. We're at Ballarat. We're on the plastic, the synthetic, the wax, the poly. So we don't need Whitey, which is, we're getting to that season now where you aren't required.
I know. I might as well go and get a cup of tea.
Are you okay with this?
Yeah, I'm okay. Well, I'm okay.
You sure? Okay. You like to talk grass?
I do.
How is the TikTok?
Very good. Very good.
Oh, no.
Very, very good,
just
Daniel.
Just checking. Have you got that cylinder mower yet?
Nope.
We'll move on. Shane Nichols has joined us on the early mail. Got a couple of runners for us at Ballarat today. Hello, Shane.
Yeah, good boys. Yourself?
Going great, mate. Going great. Thanks for your time this morning. You've got two for us today on the plastic. Race one, number five. Is it My Sir Lou? Is that how you say it?
Mizaloo.
I don't know what it means, but second up today, Mizaloo. $4.60 in the market. Have we raced on the synthetic before?
Yeah, I think she ran second on it. She's last preparation. She's had a couple of goes on it. And obviously, we've got a synthetic poly track here at Mornington that she works on.
So what are you thinking today?
it's one of those races, I suppose, early in the season on the poly track that not always have as much depth as other times, and sometimes you can perhaps be a little shorter in the market than you should be. But in saying that, she was okay first up. She was deep, didn't have much luck. Probably goes into this race somewhere near her top, and will put herself there or thereabouts, and will be competitive.
Right, so that's race one, number five, Mizaloo. Then you got race three, number six, Think Jade, who's having his third career start. So you think Gelding, who finished third last time out at Ballarat over the 1400 on soft. This is first crack at the synthetic, but probably trained on it, as you said, at Mornington. What do you reckon?
Look, he's freshened up. We've just sort of kept him a bit sharp for this, and he'll go into it in pretty good shape. Probably just get back a little, be shade worse than midfield. If they can finish off today, he's probably an each-way chance.
Right, are you a bit concerned about the top weight there, L4 for the Corstons?
Yeah, it'd be hard to beat. I think he probably deserves to win a race like this.
So what are we going to do with my dollar today, Shane? How do we play this?
Oh, you probably put it on Mizaloo because it'll put itself up in the race and it's fit and sound and it's well. And, but if you told me that I'd be putting someone into it at $4.60, I would have said you're stark raving mad, but good luck.
Well, funnily enough, I reckon I am stark raving mad. So we'll take the dollar on Mizaloo, race one, number five at the $4.60, and we'll cheer her home. Good luck to you and appreciate your time this morning.
Cheers, half. Thanks, boys. Good luck.
Shane Nichols with two today. We'll take race one, number five, Mizaloo, who is $4.60 in the early markets at tab.com.au.